everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
The Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained... Like a virgin. ...since 1913.
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
Splendid.
I quite agree.
What about...
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, it's Friday, Like a Virgin. Matt and Alex with you right now on your radios, joined by East. How's it going?
It's going very well.
We got Mel Bester in with us. And who have you brought here, Mel?
I've got Ross and Dan and Amali and Joel.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us on what should be an excellent Like a Virgin. I've been following the process on your Facebook, East, on the way in. How's it all gone, putting together an original and a cover for Like a Virgin?
Very exciting. It was a big decision. But yeah, I'm glad we chose the song we did.
What was the big decision? What sort of cover you were going to do? That was the big decision?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to that later on, but we better chat about East music first and foremost, because it's been a big 12 months for you. I mean, we got Old Age here at Triple J a little while ago, been playing the Alley a lot as well. How have you found it?
Very exciting and very cool, and I'm just very humbled by everything.
Because you're from the Central Coast in New South Wales.
Yes.
You're still quite young, 17.
Yeah.
Is that still the case? Mm-hmm. Excellent. And a big decision to, sort of put studies aside for a little while to do this whole music thing. Who did you have to tell and convince? Parents, teachers, brothers and sisters, pets?
You know what? Everybody was very supportive of my decision. And I think they all agreed that, it would probably be a good thing to do.
Sure. With your extra time now, what are you spending most of it doing in terms of working towards your music?
Writing and hanging out with other musicians is important as well. And just singing.
You're close though. 17. You're so close to being able to graduate. I mean, how long do you think about this?
Well, you know what? I was never really interested in school that much. Not saying not into education. I think that's great, but I think I always knew what I wanted to do, and you don't really need school to do it.
Awesome. I did a debate in high school and copped the topic: school is interfering with education, and I was on the negative side. And I thought, what the hell am I going to talk about here? But you're absolutely right. Like, a lot of the things you learn in school, obviously, don't sort of help you in your later life if you don't choose to go down that path. So
you're
absolutely right about that side of thing. As far as musicians go, you're saying hanging out. Who are some buds you've been making recently around Australia, apart from the good people we have in the studio here?
Oh, my goodness. I've been lucky enough to tour with some amazing people. I got to tour with Lisa Mitchell and Broods and the Safia guys, and making friends along the way.
Did any of them help you out in the making of the film clip for The Alley? Were they prepared to endure the extremely late nights or early mornings it must have taken for that film clip to take place? Can you describe what the film clip is like first, and then what it was like filming it?
Well, the film clip is basically just kind of me running down an alleyway, a dark alleyway, and it's kind of on a loop, and every new loop that comes by, the environment gets more and more destructive and things like that. But yeah, there was a lot of running involved.
And a lot of people. There seemed to be people scurrying about from side to side in the alley.
Ross, Amali, Dan and Joel, were you involved in the video clip at all? Were you one of the people? Got your acting chops going?
Ross and I got fired for the alley.
No.
We were included in the Old Age clip and... We were politely uninvited.
Oh, no. Not even in a background role, guys.
Not hipster enough, I don't think. Is that what you said? Got to be more hipster.
Wow. And so what was all filmed at nighttime? There's a lot of sort of fires burning in barrels in the background and stuff. Mm-hmm. What time in the morning did you have to do that?
Night? I think we filmed from about 4 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Ouch.
And what, middle of winter?
Yes. It was very cold. But it was Brisbane, so it's not... freezing. But
you must be a pretty good cross-country runner as well. You're doing quite a bit of running in the takes.
Oh my goodness, I'm the most unfit person you'll ever see, but luckily the way we filmed it, I only had to run for like a few seconds at a time.
All right, well, let's jump into it. This is an original tune by East on Triple J this morning. It is called The Alley, and it's performed for you for Like a Virgin. The microphones are going down. We're ready to go. Whenever you're ready, guys, take it away.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
place that I'm coming from. Every day I run and return, run, run and return, run, run and return. Is this place worth fighting for? I don't belong here anymore. Every day I need to escape, I need to escape, need to escape. Walking through the alley of the shadow of death. Never get to stop and catch my breath. Walking through the alley of the shadow of death. Never get to stop. Another lifeless form of life, reaching for the sun, away from the alley of the shadow of death. Looking up, looking anywhere for a way to get out of here. Every day I get suit and tied, I get suit and tied, I get suit and tied.
There. Oh, you're like a version just there by East. That was the original track. The Alley. Thanks so much.
No problem.
With Ross O'Malley, Dan and Joel backing up on vocals and instruments as well. The oohs and ahs sort of reminded me of running from the beach to the car on the hot concrete as well. The oohs and ahs that come out on that particular journey. But done live for you, not sampled from various beaches.
It's always funny. Did you have a conversation? I was in a choir once. And did you have like long conversations about whether those oohs would be oohs and ours would be ours, you know? You're like, oh, I think,
actually, yeah.
Yeah, I bet, right? Like, were there other options? You're like, oh, should we go ooh, ah, ah, or ooh, ee, ooh, ooh, la, la, la.
Seriously. Yeah.
But it was really great. It sounded perfect. So, congratulations. You guys are here for a cover still, for like a version.
Yes.
And we usually ask for a clue as to what that cover might be. Mel, can you give us a clue?
Well, the clue is that this song was in the top 10 of the hottest 100. That was announced in 1998, which is the year I was born.
Ooh, okay.
Top 10.
Gotta start thinking. I know Marcy's Playground Sex and Candy was on that one because I had the album.
That one, don't you?
And it was good stuff. All right, we'll find out what East is covering after the 8 o'clock news. Good morning, you're listening to Triple J.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
The Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained, like, since 1913.
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
Splendid.
I quite agree.
What about
Like a Virgin on Triple J?
Yes, and for Like a Virgin, we have East with us in the studio once again. Mel Bester, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And hello again to crew. We're going to be bringing out a cover in a matter of minutes, which will be absolutely excellent. But your EP came out last week.
Yes.
And that's going to be going great. What are we thinking new music-wise from East? Are you going to tour this for a little bit and work on music while you go? Or what's the plan for you now that you've got music as your sole focus?
Yeah, no, going to do this tour and then right into new music. Great. I'm already sick of the songs.
Oh, really?
Not completely, but almost.
What's one of the things that might not be from a single that is part of the EP that you're most kind of excited about the world finding out about you?
Oh, I really like the song Monster. I think that might be my favorite on the
What's
EP.
It about?
I think it's, you know, it's kind of written from the perspective of somebody who's having a panic attack. Yeah.
Do you suffer from panic attacks?
No, but I have a lot of people who are close to me who suffer from anxiety and things like that, and I thought it might be cool to, you know, highlight that a little bit.
Yeah, certainly interesting to get your head around those sort of issues, which is, yeah, great to have on the EP. If you want to search for East's one, you've got to check out the little To The Power Of sign, which is in your name now as well. It's talk punctuation. Above the six on my keyboard is where it is. How have you found having a little... I'll call it a sign in your name.
I think it's pretty cool. You know, all the dollar signs were taken. So. You really go for
what,
that.
What is it called?
To be honest, I have no idea what it's called.
Yeah. I'll call it to the power of sign. Yeah, that'll be good. You can use that in your maths. But let's get into a cover, which you've said is from 1998's Hottest 100. The Hottest 100 that was in 1998. So the song came out the preceding year in the top 10. Now, there's some big top 10 songs. Paranoid Android by Radiohead. That would have been a tough one to take on. You're not going to be doing that one. Also not doing Backdoor Man by Pauline Pants Down, which is interesting, which Joel on drums, you found very amusing, given it's above another very big song.
Yeah, I can't believe... Well done, Australia. You beat out Karma Police with Pauline Pants Down.
What a wow. Rip-up. You better reveal what song it is. Mel?
We are doing Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Incredible
Fantastic.
Stuff.
Fantastic.
And quite a similar video clip, I'm sort of thinking, Richard Ashcroft in the video clip to Bittersweet Symphony, walking down the street, not caring about nothing, the same as yourself in the one for The Alley. And it's quite interesting, you're doing a song from the year that you were born. A lot of songs that Triple J listeners love, you know, came out in the 90s and that. How do you find as someone from the end of the 90s? Where do you discover a lot of this music?
I think mainly from friends of mine or family members who are older than I am, and they go, you don't know this song? And then they like go to show me. So that's basically how I know.
Okay, what sort of influences influenced The Alley the most?
We did listen to a lot of Radiohead, actually. And
did the thought of covering them for this come up?
It did, definitely. We nearly did Karma Police. That was kind of... there, but it was voted out once again.
Well, yeah, I mean, when it's been beaten by Pauline Pantsdown, who would bother covering it for like a version?
Yeah, that's it. That's what we were thinking, so.
Sensational. And are you going to be giving any of the royalties of this to the Rolling Stones? Yeah. Like The Verve had to? Don't make any money from this song whatsoever, because the original riff, I believe, is from The Stones.
Yeah.
All right, well, Keith and the crew.
Keep your fingers off this.
Right. Yeah, get out of it. This is East for Like a Virgin this morning, covering The Verve's Bittersweet Symphony. Whenever you're ready, guys, take it away.
It's a bittersweet symphony, this life. Try to make ends meet, you're a slave to money, then you die. I'll take you down the only road I've ever been down. The one that takes you to the places where all the veins meet, yeah. No change, I can't change, I can't change, I can't change, but I'm here in my mold, I'm here in my mold, and I'm a million different people from one day to the next. I can't change my mold.
change, but I'm here in my mold. I'm here in my mold, and I'm a million different people from one day to the next. I can't change my mold. No, 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 no. 'Cause it's a bittersweet.
With a little surprise on the end there, East for Like a Virgin covering Bittersweet Symphony, but giving us a little treat as well. Was that some Massive Attack?
Yep.
And was that? Was Massive Attack in the same year as well? Was it 1997?
I think it might have been the next year. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Next year.
Incredible track as well. Whose crazy idea was it to throw in a little bit of Teardrop at the end? Mel?
Jules.
Oh, very nice. Beautiful very nicely stuff. Done. It's incredible work. Thank you very much for popping by. And best of luck on your tour. You got a couple of dates that you can check out. East at Good God Small Club this evening in Sydney. Tomorrow night playing at Shebeen in Melbourne. And next Thursday at the Black Bear Lodge in Brisbane as well. Will a cover of Bittersweet Symphony be coming out at these dates, Mel?
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
A few shrugs. We'll have to turn up tonight or across the next 7 days and figure it out for yourself. Thank you so much for popping by for a Virgin this morning. Really appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Triple J.